Le Morte d'Arthur by Sir Thomas Malory, edited by William Caxton. This book will be read in two parts. Part one will take us to Book 9 of the work. The book is preceded by Caxton's original preface. After that I had accomplished and finished divers histories, as well of contemplation as of other historical and worldly acts of great conquerors and princes, and also certain books of examples and doctrine. Many noble and divers gentlemen of this realm of England came in and demanded me, many and oft times, wherefore that I have not do made and imprint the noble history of the Sangreal, and of the most renowned Christian king, first and chief of the three best Christian and worthy, King Arthur, which ought most to be remembered among us Englishmen to fore all other Christian kings. For it is notorily known through the universal world that there be 9 worthy, and the best that ever were, that is to wit 3 Paynims, 3 Jews, and 3 Christian men. As for the Paynims, they were tofore the incarnation of Christ, which were named. The first, Hector of Troy, of whom the history is common both in ballad and in prose. The second, Alexander the Great. And the third, Julius Caesar, Emperor of Rome, of whom the histories be well known and had. And as for the 3 Jews, which also were tofore the incarnation of our Lord, of whom the first was Duke Joshua, which brought the children of Israel into the land of behest, the second David, king of Jerusalem, and the third Judas Maccabeus. Of these 3 the Bible rehearseth all their noble histories and acts.